In terms of the span of years that we looked at for the entire study here, it really is about 6 years, because what we did, once folks got involved with the program, we were able to go back to capture all the services that they might have received from the agency, or any agency for that matter. Now, the reason we capped it at 2 to 3 years is because the program itself had only been going for 3 years. So rather than going back, if, let's say, a person had a treatment history of 10 years, we didn't want to capture all of that data. We wanted to at least make it mirror how much time they had been into the program. So that's why we capped it at 3 years both ends. But theoretically, once a person's enrolled in the program and assigned their affiliation code, if they do have, let's say, a 10-year history of receiving treatment as usual, or just non-IET treatment, if an agency wanted to or a board wanted to, they could pull up that entire history and then compare it to then 1 year into the program, 2 years into IET, 3 years, et cetera. We limited it to then 6 years in total to give it some balance. But certainly, yeah, we could have went back further. Now, not everybody has that long of a treatment history. Some agencies will find that a person might come in, never been received community mental health services before in their life. They're rapidly diagnosed as having a dual disorder, and they're quickly, referred into the dual diagnosis or IGT program. So they wouldn't have much of a treatment history to speak of. All they would have would be, their time in the IGT program. So again, that's why we look at average rather than, focusing in, at least for this report, on an individual, because it really does vary. The number of people in each of the different blocks of time, whether that be 1 to 2 years, 2 to 3 years, varies. So in some instances, we might have had 19 people in a block. Other times, it might have been 20. Other times, 12. So the number of people, again, for each of those blocks of time would vary. As you might imagine, not everyone stays with the program for 3 years or longer. Some folks might only be in the program for a year and leave for a variety of different reasons. Maybe they move. Maybe they don't feel as if they need the program anymore. Their symptoms are not to the point that they feel they need to continue treatment, et cetera. So, yeah, the point to note there is that over that 6 years, the number of people participating does vary.